We've been exploring the changing roles of men, and today we hear about men in the workforce. The job market is often portrayed as a snapshot, a brief moment in time. The unemployment rate moves up or down a notch. A single month's job growth is better or worse than forecasters had predicted. But there is a long unfolding story about employment in America that often gets overlooked. It's the story of men opting out of work altogether. Here's NPR's Uri Berliner.
After World War II, it was a great time to be an American man in the workplace. Hiring was strong for white-collar jobs and factory work. Industries like autos, aviation, and steel were booming.
To Jim Robbins, making steel for America is a job with a future. Jim, planning for the future, is filled with determination to make way for tomorrow. And the industry in which he serves is also part of that tomorrow.
That industry clip from a U.S. steel plant expresses the optimism of the times. Nicholas Eberstadt is an economist with the American Enterprise Institute. He says if you were a man in the 1950s, you had a job. Or if you lost it, you started looking for another one.
If you weren't in the army and you weren't in jail, you were very, very likely working. And there was probably a good reason for why you were not seeking work and not working if that was the case.
But by the 1960s, that started to change. Men began leaving the workforce. If they couldn't find jobs, some men simply stopped looking. And ever since, more and more men have been opting out of work. That's a fact not in dispute anywhere across the ideological spectrum. Here's Eberstadt of the right-leaning American Enterprise Institute.
This has been going on now for just about half a century.
And Heidi Shierholz of the left-leaning Economic Policy Institute.
We've been seeing this just long, decades-long decline in men's labor force participation.
That decline has been relentless, persisting through recessions and even in periods of strong growth and job creation like the 1990s.
So it's happened during good times, it's happened during bad times.
The departure from work can't be explained away by factors like men retiring earlier or young men staying in school longer to get more degrees. Back in the 1950s, just 3% of men in their prime working years, that's considered 25 to 54, were out of work and not seeking employment. Last year, that number was 12%.
Are you employed, sir?
Employed?
You don't go out looking for a job dressed like that, do you? On a weekday?
Is this a... what day is this?
That's the ultimate slacker, the dude in the movie The Big Lebowski. Obviously an extreme case. Back in the real world, as more men opted out of their workforce for whatever their reasons, women streamed in. And at the same time, they've been obtaining more education. The most recent figures show nearly 60% of all bachelor's degrees in the U.S. are earned by women. MIT economist David Autor says women have responded to an increasingly demanding job market by getting more education. Men, not so much.
You might say, well, why haven't men responded more effectively? Why haven't they educated better, more? Why haven't they moved into higher wage occupations? And that is less clear.
As might be expected, economists don't agree on why so many men have left the workforce. Some possible factors they cite: there's less of a stigma today if a man doesn't work. Union clout has declined. More men are in early retirement, receiving disability benefits. New technology has eliminated manufacturing jobs, and competition from abroad moved others overseas. Economist David Autor says many service jobs that remain, in restaurants and retail, for example, don't pay as well as the factory jobs that disappeared.
The most important factor, I would say, behind declining male employment rates is declining wages for less educated workers.
So what can be done? Certainly more education and better education would make a difference, but that's long term. Autor says a smaller fix might help. He suggests expanding the earned income tax credit. That's the subsidy that rewards low-income workers when they find jobs and keep them. But right now it primarily benefits women and children, not single men. Uri Berliner, NPR News.